Call the Senate Tax Committee to order. Members were here this morning to discuss the confirmation of George W. Perez to the tax court. Judge Perez has been serving for a number of years. We are passing out a letter from the Office of Governor Mark Dayton asking us to make the appropriate motions to pull the confirmation of Tax Court Judge George Perez from the Committee on Taxes, to bring the confirmation of Judge Perez before the full Senate for a vote before it adjourns. Governor Dayton asks us that we and our colleagues vote to reject the confirmation of Judge Perez. On May 10th, the Board of Judicial Standards issued a summary memorandum on the judicial conduct of Judge Perez, making the findings of violations of code of conduct. The board made numerous findings of fact, leading to the imposition of several serious sanctions. Among those sanctions, the board recommended censure and suspension without pay for a period of 9 months. Had I known about the board's finding, I would not have reappointed him to another term in the tax court. Governor Dayton believes that Judge Perez's reported misconduct violates the integrity of our state's judicial system, and that his continued service is not in the best interest of Minnesota citizens. Governor Dayton asks us to reject his confirmation.
Mr. Chairman, what's the appropriate motion?
Senator Bach. The motion is the motion would be that we move that the committee recommend that the appointment of George Perez as judge to the Minnesota Tax Court not be confirmed.
My motion, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bach moves. The Committee on Taxes recommend that the appointment of George Perez as judge to the Minnesota Tax Court not be confirmed. Members, in front of you is a packet of information from the Board of Judicial Standings. This has been available. Hope you've had time to review this. Questions or comments, members? Senator Marty? No? Senator Thompson? Anybody? Public testimony?
The only
Senator Chamberlain?
Senator Orman, just a couple minutes away, she'd like to say something. I don't know. Of course, it's up to you. It's your discretion, Mr. Chair.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Senator
Do you know why he is before in tax and not with the Judicial and Judiciary Committee?
Ms. Pollack?
Mr. Chair and Senator Dietzick, when Judge Perez was first appointed in 2011, that appointment was referred to the Judiciary Committee and then re-referred to taxes later in that biennium. And then at the beginning of this 2013 session, the appointment was made to the appointment was referred to the Taxes Committee. I believe that the re-referral last biennium to the Taxes Committee from Judiciary was the proper referral, and so it was referred this time to the Tax Committee on the first go-around.
Judge Perez, did you have anything you want to say?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Judge Perez.
And members, I'm aware of the letter that you just read, dated May 19th, 2013. I received a copy of it a few minutes ago, so I've read it. And I would not stand in opposition to the governor's wishes. What I was prepared to say before I read the letter was that this has been an ongoing process and that it's not over and that there's still the Supreme Court still has to finalize this. It's a recommendation. So there were two general comments I wanted to make. The first was that this process is still ongoing and I'm to meet before the board to discuss some of these findings. There's some questions that need to be raised, and there's some issues. And then there's the appeal to the Supreme Court that still needs to take place. I'm just summarizing here. The other point that I was going to make was that since 2011 to the present, I've been working diligently after receiving this complaint, and I wanted to show this governor and this body that the charges that were brought was something that I was overcoming. And that is what I was intending to do as time went on, and even long before this decision came out, but when the actual complaint came out, I was working in a way that was showing a departure from what the board found. The tax court has been a difficult place to work due to the lack of funding that we've had and other personnel issues. We currently have two new members, and I can tell you that it's a delight working there with the new appointees and with the new resources that we have been allocated, and hopefully will be passed, that it makes a big difference.
Thank you, Judge Perez. We're going to wish you well in the future. Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Judge Perez, I also wish you well in the future, but I just wanted to state for the record that you came to us before, 2 years ago, for confirmation, and Senator Limmer and I at the time both met with you, worked through your record, and were concerned about these very issues, and that's why we delayed on your confirmation, was so that we would have an opportunity to hear what the Board on Judicial Standards had to say. And I appreciate their work in evaluating what's been happening here. I'm sure you know that many of us here are very concerned about what's happened and been brought up in the Board on Judicial Standards. And I wish you well, but I will not be supporting your confirmation, and have, since the Board has issued its decision, been working to make sure you were not confirmed for all the reasons contained in the findings of the Board on Judicial Standards. But I thank you for your work on the tax court and wish you well.
Thank you, Senator.
Anything else, members? Senator Bach moves that the Senate Tax Committee recommend that the appointment of the Honorable Judge Perez as judge to the Minnesota Tax Court not be confirmed. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion prevails. The Senate Tax Committee recommends that the Honorable George Perez not be confirmed as judge to the Minnesota Tax Court and sends this to the floor of the Minnesota Senate. Anything else, members? Committee's adjourned.